Viagra is linked to a reduction of Alzheimer's. A stripper's bill of rights was signed into law in Washington State. And a man is accused of killing his mother, believing she was a vampire. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. Recorded by a guy in a closet. Just a dude in a closet. All right, let's get to the weird news, shall we? That's what you're here for, I believe. A new study shows that Viagra can lead to a reduction in Alzheimer's. It's the sound of science. Boop, 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 science. Specifically, hard science. How about that? We got a nice Viagra pun at the top of the story. Guys, Viagra's a miracle. You know it. It can boost men's performance in the sack. But a new study says it could do more than that. It might even slash the risk of Alzheimer's disease by an impressive 50%. That's pretty effective. Now, I'm wondering, is it the pill itself or the lovemaking involved with the pill that's reducing Alzheimer's? Because I'd imagine if you make love regularly into old age, it'll keep you spry physically and mentally. I would imagine. I'm just guessing. Honey, honey, I now have to have sex all the time. For my mental health and my brain function. The doctor said so. Now, you guys know the key ildingredient in Viagra, sildenafil. Originally, this was a high blood pressure chemical, but during initial studies, they noticed that it had an effect on a man's wang. And now it's really taken off and mostly used for ED, I believe, erectile dysfunction it's called. This research here about Alzheimer's and Viagra was published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. There's scientists from Cleveland who found that people who regularly took sildenafil for problems such as erectile dysfunction or high lung blood pressure, had a 30% to 54% lower chance of getting Alzheimer's compared to those individuals who did not take the Viagras. And for those of you who have taken the Viagras and you experience an erection lasting more than 4 hours, make sure you call some more friends. Alzheimer's, as you probably know, is a type of dementia. It's quite common in the U.S., more common than you would think. The Alzheimer's Association reported in 2023 that nearly 6.7 million Americans were living with this disease. Now, among other characteristics, memory loss is a very common symptom of Alzheimer's. I'm sure you've all met somebody with this disease. It's very sad to witness your loved ones, close friends, sort of spiral away with Alzheimer's. It's hard to witness. It really is. I've had some of that in my family as well. Tough stuff. Now, scientists say by the time someone shows clear signs of severe dementia, it's usually too late. So take your Viagra early, guys. Start now. The authors of this study used some computer models looking at medical databases. They jumped in there. In one of the medical databases, they found a 54% drop in Alzheimer's cases for those people using Viagra regularly. And 30% drop in the other database among patients using Viagra and Revatio, R-E-V-A-T-I-O. I guess that's another name for Viagra. I've never heard that before. Now, this study found, among other things, neurons exposed to sildenafil showed improved brain development and function, reduced inflammation, and changed certain metabolic processes associated with Alzheimer's-related cognitive decline. That wasn't an easy sentence to get out. But my brain's working well because I've taken my brain pills, honey. Take my brain pills and I'm ready. Now, in my opinion, this study is a win-win, showing that if you get your Viagra on, you also have a healthier brain as you age. Yeah, so you'll have an arousal and you'll remember what to do with it. Come on, guys. That's a win-win. The stripper's Bill of Rights has been signed into law in Washington State. Stripper's Bill of Rights. So American. Hooray for the strippers. Olympia, Washington. Legislation in Washington State known as the Stripper's Bill of Rights, which advocates say includes the most comprehensive statewide protections in the nation, was signed into law this week. Governor Jay Inslee signed the Stripper Bill of Rights, which creates safer working conditions for people in the adult entertainment industry and makes it possible for the clubs to sell alcohol as well. All right. Sounds like everybody's winning here. Here's a quote from the bill's sponsor, Senator Rebecca Saldana of Seattle. She says, "Strippers are workers, and they should be given the same rights and the same protections as any other labor force. If they are employed at a legal establishment in Washington, they deserve the safeguards that every worker is entitled to, including protection from exploitation, trafficking, and protection from abuse specifically." Oh, good. I completely agree. The strippers should have safety measures and protection from exploitation and abuse and all of that. I mean, oftentimes they don't treat strippers as though they're a real career. You know, they sort of discard them and they go, oh, they don't need rights. They don't need protection. They don't need any of this. But in fact, they do, more so than the rest of the people, because, you know, the compromising situations that strippers find themselves in, you don't get that as an electrician. You know, I mean, this is some dangerous employment. In my opinion, in my experience, I've seen it firsthand. Now, we have this new law here, and it requires training for employees and establishments to prevent sexual harassment, identify and report human trafficking, de-escalate conflict, and provide first aid. It also mandates security workers on site, keypad codes on dressing rooms, and panic buttons in places where entertainers might be alone with the customers. Yeah, all of these are great. This is exactly what's needed. It's hard to imagine people working in conditions without such things. Can you imagine being a stripper in a club? There's no security. It's unbelievable. It says most dancers in the state of Washington are independent contractors who are paid by customers and then must pay club fees every shift. The new law limits the fees that owners can charge the strippers, capping them at $150 or 30% of the amount dancers make during their shift, whichever is less. It also prohibits late fees and other charges related to unpaid balances among the stripper and the employed club. This is great. So protection and safety among the customers, protection, safety among the employers, guaranteed more money. The new law also makes it possible for adult entertainment businesses to obtain liquor licenses. The law ties the liquor licenses to compliance with the new safety regulations. Good. And I would imagine all of these clubs want to get liquor into their establishment, so they're going to have to comply with the new safety regulations. That's a great way to motivate them to do so. And, you know, liquor licenses are expensive, and so anyone taking it on is going to have to take it very seriously, and you're going to have to abide by these regulations as put forth in the stripper rights bill. Now, the article goes on to say only one other state in the U.S. has added any worker protections for adult entertainers. In 2019, Illinois started requiring that adult entertainment establishments, along with other businesses, have a written sexual harassment policy. So, sounds like they're a little behind the game in sexual harassment policies, but there have been other efforts, it says, including a bar in Los Angeles and a strip club in Portland, Oregon, where dancers voted to unionize. Yeah, I recall the Los Angeles strippers unionizing. Did I cover that show on the podcast? I might have. I believe it was during the pandemic it all went down. This isn't so much a very weird story as it's a very uplifting story, I would say. Strippers of the world, unite. I support you. In fact, I would really love to be at the party that's going to be celebrating the passing of this bill. If you guys could let me know where that party is up there. I mean, that's going to be a hoot, I'd imagine. A man is accused of killing his mother, believing she was a vampire. This story is also out of the Pacific Northwest, Portland, Oregon. A man accused of killing his mother allegedly told officials that he did it because he thought she was a vampire. How sad. Sounds like someone with a mental disability of some sort. If you're seeing vampires, I don't know, maybe he just watched the movie Lost Boys, got too into it. I loved that movie as a young boy. It's one of the coolest vampires. Like, it made vampires look cool and sexy. I wanted to go out and get a leather jacket and bite some ankles. I'm kidding, guys. We have here Lincoln County deputies responding at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. They received a call from Robert Bruce, age 56, saying that he, quote, accidentally killed his mom. Accidentally. When the deputies approached Robert, they say he had blood on his hands and clothing while holding a bloody purse and a letter that belonged to his mother. How strange. The woman was found near a Chrysler PT Cruiser that appeared to be stuck in gravel. When officials approached her body, they found her with a large round stake, which appeared to be the broken end of a garden tool protruding from her throat. This is horrible. He really tried to kill her vampire style with a stake. I mean, it wasn't a real stake. It was a garden tool of some sort. Through her throat, though. I don't think it goes through the throat. It's for the vampires. It's through the heart, correct? I believe it's the stake through the heart. I don't know. Have you seen that movie Salem's Lot? I believe it's stake through the heart, correct? Officials say Poe told the deputies he believed his mother was a vampire who would poke him at night and cause him to wake up with blood on his sheets. And this is how you decided to solve the problem? I don't know. I mean, if you believe that your mom's a vampire, though, your problem-solving skills are just not going to kick in, really, in the right way. You're not going to think to call the police and report a vampire. You're like, that would be crazy if I called the police and told them I think I saw a vampire. They would think I'm nuts. No, instead, I'll just stab my mom in the throat. That seems much more reasonable. Poe was taken into custody, faces charges of second-degree murder, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this guy's 56 years old. Let me repeat that. 56. I mean, this is a grown-ass man. This isn't some naive, crazy teenager who's easily influenced by video games and whatnot and films. You know, I mean, I don't know if I completely believe that the influence of video games and films makes you kill your mother. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, though, trying to take video games and violent films away from the kids because they do believe such things. There may be some credence to this. I don't know. You'd have to do a study on it. No, this is a 56-year-old man who's been in the world long enough to know that vampires are a goddamn fantasy. I mean, I just don't get how people can end up in these just weird places in life where they to think their own mother's a vampire. I mean, I'm going on and on about this. I was hoping something funny would come out of my mouth, to be honest with you, but there's really nothing funny about it. Piercing your mother with a garden tool because you think she's a vampire. Let me recommend a movie, though. We'll just use this as a jumping off point. One of my favorite movies ever happens to be a vampire movie. It's an anime movie called Vampire D Bloodlust. I just adore this movie. I believe I've shared it in the Patreon. But yeah, you should look up this movie. This is the greatest vampire movie I've ever seen. It's an anime. It's so well drawn. The voice acting is outstanding. The story is amazing. I really, really love it. Can't recommend it more. I think it's better than any live action vampire movie. Although I did mention Lost Boys, a movie I do adore. But I think I should rewatch that movie. Maybe I liked it a lot because I was so young. But yeah, Vampire D Bloodlust, guys. And if you see your neighbor walking around with a garden tool and garlic in his hand, just run away.
Yay!
Thank you. Please subscribe to the Weird AF News podcast if you haven't done so yet. Those of you that listen on your Google Home, things are going to be changing soon. I did a little research on that to get to the bottom of this. It seems like your Google Home will automatically swap your podcasts over to YouTube Music and play them that way. My podcast is on YouTube as well, so I think it'll play. I'm not sure. Another way to do it, I believe, is to link Spotify, your Spotify podcast, through Google Home as well. But you'll have to go into the settings and figure this out. I'm just trying to solve a problem for some of you on the technical side. It's not my strong suit, but I don't have a Google Home device, nor an Alexa or anything like that. I really don't want those in my life. So, I mean, I got devices that are already intrusive enough, so I don't need that. But I know some of you listen to it that way. So just a heads up, Google Podcasts coming to an end. And I don't know how that will affect the Google Home, but it might be all right, or it might be a glitch. Just know, though, that if you're listening on Google Home to your news roundup or whatever, and you don't hear Weird AF News as part of it, that it's not on my end, because I'm going to be putting it out. I'm not going to stop doing Weird AF News. I mean, we're going over 7 years now? You think I'm going to stop? It's not happening. So just know that it's not me. It's your equipment or the software or whatever. One of the easiest things to do is just listen on Spotify. I don't know. Everyone's got a Spotify account, correct? Even a free one. You can open a free Spotify account and listen to podcasts without ads. Basically, they don't. You listen to the music, they put in their own, they put in these ads and this and that and whatever. Annoying ads. No, I know ads run on my podcast a bit, I believe, but not. I'm just rambling at this point. Anyways, the point is you can just listen to podcasts on Spotify. It's so easy. Just use the Spotify app, and that'll solve all your problems. Lastly, if you want to support the show as I ramble away, ramble on. Now the time is now. Sing my song. I'm going around the world. I gotta find my girl. On my way. I've been this way 10 years to the day. I gotta ramble on. I'm gonna find the queen of all my dreams. Time has been. Yeah, I know that song. I know every note of that song. We could do it. You guys want to go to karaoke with me? Support the show. Go to weirdafnews.com. Join the Patreon or buy Jonesy a coffee or go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. Yeah. It's like buying Jonesy a beer every month. Do it. Support the show. That's it. Good luck with your life, man.